Connecticut woman accuses Joe Biden of inappropriate touching in 2009. By Joshua Kaplan on April 1, 2019. A Connecticut woman has come forward to accuse former Vice President Joe Biden of inappropriate touching at a political fundraiser in Greenwich in 2009. The second allegation of its kind against the potential 2020 presidential contender in recent days. The accuser, Amy Lapas, a 43-year-old nonprofit freelancer, recounted the unsettling allegations in an interview with The Courant on Monday. "It wasn't sexual, but he did grab me by the head," Lapas said. "He put his hand around my neck and pulled me in to rub noses with me. When he was pulling me in, I thought he was going to kiss me on the mouth." Lapas reportedly detailed the alleged incident in a post shared to the Facebook page Connecticut Women in Politics on Sunday as Nevada Democrat Assemblywoman Lucy Flores appeared on several cable news networks discussing her own allegations against the former vice president. In a revealing essay for The Cut, Flores alleged Biden kissed her on the back of her head and smelled her hair during a campaign event in 2014. Lapas said the alleged incident occurred during a 2009 fundraiser for Representative Jim Himes, DCT, who she served as a congressional aide at the time. She said Himes was not present when Biden is said to have inappropriately touched her. The Current reports. The $1,000 per plate luncheon with Biden took place at October 5, 2009, at the Cliffdale Road home of affordable housing developer Ron Mealy's. Future Senators Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy were in attendance, as well as future Governor Dan Alpemaloy. Biden spoke for about 20 minutes outside the home on a terrace, which was open to the media. Reporters were not allowed inside the house, which is where Lapas said the incident took place. Lapas appeared in three photos with Biden at the event, which she said were taken after his remarks and before the incident. She said she was in the kitchen with 4 to 5 other volunteers when Biden moved toward her. In her Facebook post, Lapas used the pseudonym Alice Paul, the suffragist who championed the 19th Amendment giving women the right to vote in the Equal Rights Amendment, to discuss her exchange with Biden. Lapas said it would be hypocritical of Democrats to turn a blind eye to Biden's alleged behavior while criticizing President Donald Trump's past interactions with women. If Biden truly supports women and gender equality, he would step aside and support one of the many talented and qualified women running, she argued. The same goes for the other men who have thrown their hat in the ring. "Women are 52% of the population. We are not a minority, we are the majority. It is time we are represented as such. After 45 male presidents, it is time we elect a woman." Lapas' allegations come one day after Biden said in his statement that he never touched anyone inappropriately, yet he may not recall these moments the same way. "I will also remain the strongest advocate I can be for the rights of women," said Biden. "I will fight to build on the work I've done in my career to end violence against women and ensure women are treated with the equality they deserve. I will continue to surround myself with trusted women advisors who challenge me to see different perspectives than my own. And I will continue to speak out on these vitally important issues where there is much more progress to be made and crucial fights that must be waged and won." On Monday, Bill Russo, a Biden spokesperson, issued another statement addressing the controversy surrounding photos of the possible 2020 candidate interacting awkwardly with women, decrying some of the images as smears and forgeries. "The vice president has issued a statement affirming that in all the many years in public life that he has shaken a hand, given or received a hug, or laid his hand on a shoulder to express concern, support, or reassurance, he never intended to cause discomfort," said Russo. "He has said that he believes that women who have experienced any such discomfort, regardless of intention, should speak and be heard, and that he will be among those who listen. But the important conversation about these issues are not advanced, nor are any criticisms of Vice President Biden validated, by the continued misrepresentation of the Carter and Coons moments, or a failure to be vigilant about a cottage industry of lies," he added.